Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where together we'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And I thought for sure Maria was going to Fantasy Suites, girl.
Same. I was gooped and gagged.
I was gooped and gagged as well. I thought for sure Joey's going to be like, you know what, let me just hang on tight one more episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. She's out. She's out. Yeah.
I am nervous now. I'm nervous for her bachelorette bid is really what I'm nervous about. Very nervous that Daisy's going to pull through with that bachelorette bid. And I do not care.
I don't care either.
I don't care. Yeah. It's not that I don't want her. Like, I'm adamantly like, I don't want it. I do. I just don't care. Yeah. Which is so much worse. And maybe in the next three episodes she's gonna turn around and have some magical moment where I too fall in love with Daisy.
Maybe.
And somebody commented even on our Patreon, they were like, I don't get the appeal. I don't understand why she has now 400,000 followers on Instagram. I have no idea why. Me either, girl. I don't get it. It seems very much of the Taylor Swift ilk that I just don't understand what this is about.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, that girl always does well in Bachelor Nation. I mean, she's of the Hannah B, C, D, whatever.
All of them girls. Yeah, all the Hannahs.
Mm-hmm. All the Hannahs. We don't really get it. We don't understand it.
Nope.
A girl like Maria speaks more to us because there's like an edginess, there's a personality, there's a little bit of a fire to her that the kind of stereotypical girl next door, sweet little whatever, we don't really, it doesn't make sense to us usually. So, I don't know about Maria and this bachelorette bid. When you look online, everybody's asking for Maria.
Everybody. Yeah.
We all want that season.
Yes.
Daisy season, I feel like I've seen it before.
Yeah.
Maria season, I haven't seen that girl in a while.
Yeah.
They've been doing the very cookie cutter, you know, for the last few bachelorettes. So we'll see.
And I want to see the guys that go for Maria. I don't want to see the guys that go for Daisy. I don't care about those guys.
Yeah. And I want to see Maria wheeling dealing with those guys.
Because she thinks I love you episode 3.
You think
she
so?
I love you to somebody. Yeah, fully. Yeah, she's unhinged, this lady.
Oh, God. Yeah, more unpredictable. It'll just be a more unpredictable, fun, entertaining season. With Maria at the helm.
But I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But anyways, what were your initial thoughts, my friend? What are you excited to talk about?
That was one of them. I'm just nervous about my impending favorite season of The Bachelorette that I know would happen. I want to say something about hometowns and something about my lessons learned from last week. On this particular hometowns, we got to see how people are alike. I think Maria and her dad are the same human being, which I think is really cute and adorable, and why they both love each other so much, and why he can just say one thing and she bursts into tears because of what she's thinking, which is so cute. I think with Daisy, we got to see her like do a breakthrough with her family. I think we got to see like a lot of really nice breakthroughs on this Hometowns. And what I meant last week when I was talking about Daisy coming home and having like an injury and or a tough medical past, I'll say, and her parents being protective over her. I do not understand that POV because of my own family history and also because the way the world treats women who have gone through something. Okay. Me and my family have been through a lot of really tough shit. Some medical, some emotional, some financial.
Right.
Nobody treats me more delicately because I've been through shit. Everybody treats me harsher and more with, I should have more discernment.
More equipped. Yeah.
And I should be more equipped because I've been through shit.
I see. Okay.
I don't know if that's a function of society. I don't know if that's a function of American society. I'm not sure what that is about. But nobody says, oh, Justine's been through something, so she should know better. She should, you know, be protected. She should know better is what I hear.
There's more. Okay.
And she should be able to pick up and move on quicker is what I hear. Is what I heard yesterday. Life is tough, so you got to keep going. I heard that yesterday. So just giving you guys, because we hear a lot of these people's stories and then we get on these microphones and talk about them. I want to make sure that I am getting on this microphone and talking about myself as well, so that you guys can know where I'm coming from when I ask some of these questions. Okay. And I really do thank everybody who shared their stories with us through DM, through the comments. A lot of people shared their medical histories with us, and I think that's really near and dear to a lot of people, so thank you. And I wanted to be just as vulnerable back to you guys and just make sure that you guys knew that that's where I was coming from.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. I think there's two approaches. You can treat people more delicately and, oh my God, protect her, which is what we see with Daisy and her family. But if your experience has not been that personally, then it's like, what am I watching here? Like, you almost want to say to her what you've heard, buck up, figure it out. You know, that's your immediate response because that's what you know. So this, like, protect the delicate, literal Daisy, like,
yes.
I get it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then for my lessons learned, what does the hometown date actually do for the lead besides warn them?
Okay.
It seems like one big flashing warning sign for a lot of these. I'm daddy's little girl. I don't know. You have to ask. It's a lot of like, this is what you're going to have to assimilate into. So you better buck up and get ready. Yeah. That's what it feels like is for the lead. And I don't think that's very fair for the lead because they have to walk in excited with flowers and act like everything's all Gucci Paladucci. So, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
It was different every episode or every hometown. So.
For sure. Yeah. The different warnings. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, friend?
Okay. So for my thoughts, I feel for Rachel this episode. I feel like she has nervous energy. Like, I was almost convinced she was going to go home because... Same. I don't know. She just built up the hometown and the family, and then the family had a lot of nervous energy as well. That was like, oh, he's going to bow the fuck out. But I mean, he made it through, so that's fine. Maria, Miss Maria. I love Maria. I need her as the Bachelorette. I'm super convinced still that she's a plant. I feel it was very obvious this episode for me. The whole not saying she's falling in love with him after the hometown date and then coming right back after the rose ceremony, can I talk to you? And then telling him. It just all felt very calculated.
Yeah. Like it worked for someone 3 seasons ago.
Before.
So now it's gonna work for her.
Yeah. It felt like moves were being made. So to me, it felt a little like, okay, Mary, I see you. But whatever. I'm here for it. I love her. I want her to be a bachelorette. So I'll take it.
And it didn't work.
So and it didn't work, actually.
Shocking.
Yeah. Or maybe that was part of the plan.
Oh, God.
Like, it wasn't going to work.
Oh, my God.
Look, somebody's storyboarding. We know who. Somebody is. Somebody is storyboarding.
That young man in that black t-shirt.
Yes.
We do.
So maybe that was part of the plan for it not to work, and then hope that, you know, it'll kick her into being Bachelorette or something. Mm-hmm. I don't really know. But but yeah, that was my first thought. And then I don't see how Kelsey A can't win. I don't know what the fuck this ending is. I don't know what's about to happen, the way they are teeing it up. But Kelsey, I mean, her hometown was just like smooth sailing.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been smoother. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm just very intrigued what the hell this ending is, how the hell they edited this to look like something. Because I'm like, how does she not? How do they not walk away, her and Joey, hand in hand into the sunset?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We shall see. As for my lessons learned, my question is, does the timing of the I'm falling in love with you really matter? Or is it the person saying it that matters more?
That is so sad that that's a question.
I think the standards are different depending on the person, you know?
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit.
I actually would love to change my lessons learned. This is a first, but this is our show. I do what I want.
Yeah.
I would like to change it to, does the city that you're from change the outcome of your hometown?
Oh.
Because Kelsey A also had the romantic, magical voodoo air of New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah, true.
And I too would fall in love with anybody's home if they brought me to a fucking
New Orleans,
one of them townhouses in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And riding around City Park. You know how many ghosts are riding around City Park too, along with you? So that's what I would like my lessons to be.
Okay. Okay, before we dive into the recap, I do have just a little bit of bachelor news.
Oh, really? Okay.
So Joey had to come forward and talk about a medical diagnosis.
Yeah, he got jaundice still.
Something like that. We'll talk about it. Apparently people are like up in arms in the comments talking about it. I did not see this at all. But
I don't know how. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Another thing, so Joey's top four, Daisy, Maria, Rachel, and Kelsey A, they planted a little Easter egg.
Yes, they did.
On Instagram for all of us that no one really paid attention to until now, but we'll talk about what that was. Kylie from Paradise. Bachelor Paradise, Kylie. I forget what season. Whose season was she on? Somebody.
Zax, I think.
Zax. Oh, maybe that's what I'm on. Okay. Mm-hmm. She shared a little fun fact that I will also share.
Okay.
And then Olivia. Olivia from Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes.
Maybe dating somebody in Paradise or in Bachelor Nation.
From the, okay.
So we'll talk about that as well. If you want to listen to this episode ad-free with our juicy Bachelor Nation news hot takes, join the Rose Garden over at Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon, you can also watch us on video. You can join us for our current rewatch of Millionaire Matchmaker every week. Head to patreon.com/twobackgirlsandrose. Try out a Patreon membership with a 7-day free trial.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the Rose Garden.
Love you.
Let's dive into the recap.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we have a cold open on Maria's family. Mm-hmm. Old Italian music playing in the background.
Oh my god, this fucking mob Godfather 8 music they got going.
I know. The dad with the very strong accent, the meatballs on the table, like, just team us up for Maria's hometown.
And is she Greek or is he Greek?
I think they're Greek-Italian.
Greek-Italian. They just chose Italian music.
Yeah.
They just chose the mob theme.
The mob theme. I feel like we hear the dad say, like, Greek-Italian.
Greek-Italian.
Yeah, Greek-Italian.
Yeah.
Canadian, I guess. That's a lot. A lot of things. Because they live in Canada. I had to remind myself that, too. It's not Italian-Americans. Italian-Canadians, whatever. Anyways, first up, we're in New Orleans.
Ah!
City looking beautiful.
We gotta book our flights,
I know,
man.
I know.
We gotta go.
I don't have any plans for this year. It's the first in my life. First in like 15 years.
Yeah, that you haven't planned as soon as you landed back home.
Yeah. So we gotta figure this out. But anyways, Joey and Kelsey, they meet up at City Park and they go tandem bike riding. I thought Kelsey looked very cute. Her little cream
jumpsuit. Look cute.
Yeah.
And she shared that the last time she went tandem bike riding was with her mom. Mm-hmm. And that was a big theme of her hometown. It's just like a lot of, mm-hmm. you're bringing a guy home and your mom's not there. Like that is, that just.
And burns, apparently you're just apart. Like your mom.
That too. That the sister said really the mom is all in, up in yeah. Chelsea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she was reminding us about the whenever she sees butterflies, she thinks of her mom. And they're at the parks, fucking butterflies everywhere. And they eat beignets, they chat, they see this woman in a wedding dress at the park, and she talks about her fears of being heartbroken in the end. She's like, you know, I'm here doing this process, but I am very nervous still about the end.
Another Easter egg. Joey asked her, what do you think about this wedding photo shoot? You feel nervous about this? I was like, wow.
I know.
The foreshadowing.
The foreshadow. That's
God
his girl.
Damn, nigga.
This is his bride. And yeah, Joey shares again his fear, which he keeps saying, just this idea of being, proposing
He's
to someone.
Manifesting it.
Yeah, he keeps saying it out loud. I'm like, stop saying it. Fucking law of attraction, stop.
I know, but he, how long ago did this exact thing happen?
I know.
When he was about to get on one knee.
I know. And he's exactly. So it's very on the surface, this trauma. But yeah, he just keeps repeating, like, you know, his fear of proposing to someone who's not fully there all the way at the end and being left alone at the end and blah, blah. But anyways, very beautiful day. They see the second line band. They walk around New Orleans. You know, he's falling in love with her. He's falling in love with the city. Like, this is, she has New Orleans on her side. Like, this
on
is the ultimate
side.
Hometown.
Yep.
The best.
Yep. I was thinking about that during this whole time. I was like, could you imagine if your hometown was like fucking Mauritius?
Oh my God.
And you just had to like go back and that's such an advantage.
I know, this beautiful beach and like just tropical weather and fresh fruit everywhere and everything.
Yeah,
it definitely helps.
New Orleans, you got witches all over the place. Who knows who she called?
What kind of spell?
I know.
The work, the magic that's working.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Joey says in his interview, I know I could be happy every day if Kelsey's the person I'm with.
Wow.
I know. All the big guns coming out for her. And yeah, they head into like a bar or something. They chat. He asks her about her mom. She gets very emotional again, thinking about her mom not being there at hometowns. So they go to meet Kelsey's family. We meet her dad, her brother and her sister? I wasn't sure. And Chelsea's dad.
Kelsey.
God, I keep saying Chelsea.
Yeah,
Kelsey's
dad is a silver fox.
A dusty snack, if you will. We haven't seen this since Colton's daddy. But Kelsey A's dad is sneaking on in.
Oh my God.
A silver fox, a dusty snack. Oh my God. He gets my invite to the cookout just for looking like this. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. And presumably, probably single.
Maybe single. A future golden bachelor,
you know?
Maybe.
Oh!
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Yeah, that man was fine. That man, that husband, that daddy, that was a fine little dusty snack right there. Anyways, sit with the family, recap their time. She talks about the butterflies and seeing her mom and feeling her mom's presence. The dad was so sweet. He whipped out this photo album where all these pictures of the mom. Which was really nice for Joey because this woman has like such a presence. She's not here, but she has such a presence. So that was very nice. So yeah, Kelsey goes with her sister, and Kelsey's like visibly overjoyed. She's like so excited.
Yes.
She feels so good.
She's like, she can't stop smiling.
Yeah, she's like bursting at the seams. And the sister asks, like, do you have any concerns? And she's like, she doh-sn't. Really, she doesn't know where he stands with the other girls, but all she knows is she's putting it all out there. So if it's not her, she can at least feel proud that she put it all out there, and it is what it is. The dad and Joey sit and chat. The dad's big thing is he knows he's a protector. He's the protector of all his daughters. He wants to feel that Joey is the same. And he talks to Joey about his fears about the other women being around, mm-hmm. which is every parent's, that's like the big thing. Yeah. When they sit down with the lead, it's like, all right, you have like three other people here. What the hell is this? And Joey, I mean, all he can really say, it was almost like a broken record. Every hometown, it's just like, you have other women.
Yeah.
You have other women. It's like,
yeah, yeah.
He can only say a version of the same fucking thing, which is like, I'm so grateful I've met your daughter, and I would not be mm-hmm. here if not for this process. I would not, you know, be here at this point if I didn't have strong feelings, which is essentially
yep.
what he said. And yeah, Joey admits, you know, he is very careful with his words. He wants everything that he says to come from a place of intention. So that's why he's not said the I love yous and the I'm falling for you mm-hmm. and all that yet. We definitely see it coming mm-hmm. in the preview, but he hasn't said anything mm-hmm. yet. Mm-hmm. But all he can say for the dad is like, I'm very hopeful and my feelings for her are very real.
Yeah.
And that was enough. The dad seemed very reassured by that.
Yeah. He was like, oh, she's engaged when she comes back. Yeah,
he's good.
That was it. That yeah, was it. Yeah. But that's enough, though. I think mm-hmm. I think wanting all of your words to have intention is an honorable thing. I think every dad really mm-hmm. appreciated that sentence. Mm-hmm. That was a good one mm-hmm. to go in with.
A good one. And good to, like, hear Joey's, like, insight into, like, how he's moving.
Mm, yeah.
That there is some intention. Explaining
the game.
Explaining it, exactly. Because yeah. we've seen bachelors before just dropping I love yous left, right, and center. We saw Gary. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Old man Gary's out here telling everybody he loved them. Like, the fuck,
he did do that.
So I like to hear this like thought process of somebody who's not doing that, you know, mm-hmm. even though we see he's madly in love with Kelsey, like I'm happy to hear him explain why he's not saying that, you know.
Yeah, yeah, same.
Mm-hmm. Kelsey is a nice little woman with her dad. He, you know, she gets emotional yeah. talking about you know, Joey talking about the dad taking care of the mom till the end and taking on the five kids, and the dad mm-hmm. just wants her, you know, he said a man deserving of Kelsey is one that she picks. I loved that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a nice one. Yeah. And she says to her dad, I think I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Slipped out, but she said it.
Oh,
I know. And yeah, the dad is, he feels great. He loves mm-hmm. seeing their connection. Mm-hmm. He thinks Joey can take care of Kelsey. And as you said, he says, I do hope she's engaged when she comes home.
Yep.
So Kelsey and Joey head out. They sit and chat. You know, she talks about it was a great day. They both agree. And yeah, he leaves her hometown saying he feels stronger today than he did yesterday.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, smooth sailing. There was no issues.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No real hard questions. I mean, the dad kind of just sat with him man to man and was just like, tell me who you are, show me your heart, who are you as you mm-hmm. as it pertains to my daughter, and just yeah, I guess trust in Kelsey more than anything. Yeah. When you see the parents, yeah. when you see the dads especially, who don't ask that many hard questions or just are kind of
yeah,
you know, okay, and they, you know, they ask their one big question, what the hell are these other girls? But most you could see, they just trust their daughter. So it's like nothing I say mm-hmm. or ask is really going to like trip up anything here. I just have to follow mm-hmm. Kelsey's lead. That's all I can do.
Yeah. Mm. Which is special, I think, for a father-daughter relationship, that trust.
Mm-hmm. That is, yeah. Yeah, it's a testimony to their relationship, where they're at, the mm-hmm. two of them. Next, we head to Rancho Cucamonga for yeah. Rachel's hometown, which I thought we were going to Hawaii.
Same.
That's a lot of budget. So they came up with a lot of
budget. And I don't know when them fires happened.
Oh yeah.
In relation to the filming. True. Of this.
I don't know where in Hawaii she's from, because that was Maui. Yeah. That was Maui or what?
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that, how many airports are in Hawaii? I'm gonna say max three.
Yeah, maybe not many.
Not that many. So
yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Joey's excited to meet her family. He obviously loves the Hawaii connection. She's Hawaiian. Mm-hmm. He lived in Hawaii for many years. And, yeah, they meet up at a park. And she is, like, super nervous. And that nervous yes. energy carries her the whole day.
And the whole family also got – it's contagious. They all also yeah. have the same nervous energy.
Like, everyone was on, like, pins and needles at the edge. Like, yeah. it had me heightened. Like, I went from Kelsey's where I was just like, oh, this is cute, to, like – like, also holding my breath the whole hometown.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she tells him, she kind of like sits him down and she's like, look, my family's Filipino. We're doing a lot of cultural Filipino stuff. Like, please greet my mom with the mano, what you call it, mano po, which is like touching her, his, her hands, yes, his forehead. And then gives him the full rundown of who he's going to meet and how to greet everybody. And just, she really wants it to go well.
Yes. And like, as well as possible, like, I don't know, to bring this random white man home with all these cameras and then expect him to also know the Filipino traditions. That feels like a lot. Yeah.
A lot of pressure. Yeah.
But I like how she prepared him, though. That was nice.
I did. Yeah. I did. And yeah, she tells him the last guy she brought home, they almost got engaged. So she had a very serious ex.
Wow. She's young.
How old is she?
23? 24?
Rachel? No.
Not Rachel?
No, I think she's like 27.
No. Oh, fuck. Okay, sorry.
A little, I mean, her still young in 20s.
Yeah, yeah.
For her ex to be her previous almost engaged.
Yeah, like, yeah.
She was pretty young, yeah.
Right.
So yeah, so she brought somebody home before. They almost got engaged. It was very serious. Then they broke up and she said her parents took it very hard. So
yeah,
this is like a big deal for her family.
Yeah.
So they head to her, I think her aunt's house, somebody who lives in California. And there were so many niggas in this house.
Oh my God.
So many people. This is too many people for a hometown.
This was a lot.
This is a lot.
It's very overwhelming.
Yes. For her and for Joey. I mean, obviously for Joey, but for her as well. Like, there's too many people that you got to like answer to and like, this is a weird choice. For a hometown, like, I want to keep it very tight. I don't see the benefit of having these many voices in my ear.
It might be, she might feel protected by that many voices around her.
Maybe,
You know, from her, you know, grounded home, right? Especially because they're actually not in her home. They're in the
auntie's
house. And I don't know, maybe this is tradition too.
It could be a cultural thing, For me, I feel overwhelmed. Like, if I'm going to be in a this fairy tale sequestered environment where that's where she's been. It's been like the other girls, Joey, and these producers you cannot trust. To go from one extreme to the other, which is like everybody in my life around me. And it feels good, but I also feel like I would need like baby steps to ease back into my normal life.
Into real life?
Into real life. Like, first step, I just want my mom, dad, my sister, you know.
Yeah.
And then bring on all the family. But to go from one extreme to the next, she probably did it because it made her feel good. For me, I was like, I can imagine coming home to like a cookout after being in Spain with strangers. Like, I don't know. But anyways, beautiful family. Everyone loved that Joey did the mano po. That was a hit. Her dad Hakeem, he looked kind of black to me.
Looked kind of black to me too. And please put down below in Patreon or email us if Hakeem is a Filipino name. I've only known black Hakeems personally.
Right.
But who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know the origin of that name. So
I don't know. I don't know her full. We know she's Filipino, but I don't know if she's full Filipino or what.
Yeah.
But I thought
that
was interesting. Like, okay, daddy. But anyways, they had a giant roast pig. Joey had to eat the ears, which represents him being interested in her.
And they're probably so good. What?
That shit looks
like pernil? Yeah.
Like,
so good.
Delicious. They play all kinds of different games. Like, she got, he got fully entrenched into her family and particularly the cultural aspect, which is going to be, that's her family. When you come home, we're doing this.
Which seems great. Another
seems
one
great.
Where you get home, it's Rancho Cucamonga, it's nice out, sunny, it's hot. Then there's a delicious roasted pig in the front lawn. You put flowers on your head. It seems great.
Beautiful. One thing that Rachel said, I want to talk about. She said, my family knows me more than I know myself.
Aww.
What are your thoughts on that? Because you hear that a lot. Like, my sister knows me better than I do. Like, you know,
he knows me more than
I know myself.
Yeah. You know what? I think the people who you are the most like in your family are going to say those things to you, and they mean it. I think that's what Kelsey has been crying about this whole time because her compass of her mom, the person who she is most like in her family, is gone. And so for her, it's not like she can't guide herself. It's not like she doesn't know herself. But mm-hmm. the person who is closest to you, who literally watched you pick up their mannerisms and pick up their, like, whatever nurtures, virtues, nature that you got from them, mm-hmm. they actually do know you better than you know yourself. Mm. And there are times where I wish I could call up my grandma and be like, what? I'm confused. I don't know how I'm reacting this way. Because her and I were just alike. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could call her because she, mm-hmm. I feel like she just had 70 years on me.
Mm-hmm. And could like sniff soul. Out your yeah. bullshit before you even knew what bullshit he was about to do.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. There are people mm-hmm. in your family who can predict things about you that you didn't tell them. She predicted mm-hmm. stuff about me that I had never told her. Mm. And she was like, I know you're doing that. I know you're doing this. I know you're doing that. Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, girl. Mm-hmm. You don't have somebody like that in your family?
I like to think I'm very close with my mom and my sister. I think they definitely understand right. me in ways
yeah.
that maybe, not that I would never say I don't know them myself, but they just have a perspective on me that I maybe don't. See because it's from my own eyes. But I mean, in terms of like prophesizing, yeah, mama, grandma like dreams all kinds of shit all the time on mm-hmm. all of us, so that mm-hmm. exists for sure.
I
peeped that. I was like, I hope this isn't Rachel like getting, because we've seen that before too, a person's like so lost they like don't trust themselves to mm-hmm. make the right decision. So I didn't know if that's what she was saying, or it was more like, I do know myself, but I'm happy to be around family. They also know me in a greater level too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Rachel sits with her dad. She's very emotional. She missed everybody. She literally asks her dad, do you know what happens at the end?
I know.
Because he's never seen the show.
Hakeem's a real NIGGA and he's never seen this show before.
He has not seen this shit. Yes. He literally says, I've never seen the show, but I've heard. Yeah. I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And just advises her to like keep it even keel no matter what happens.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Love this advice. High stakes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So very high stakes, young lady. So actually, either way it goes.
Yeah.
Be about your wits.
Hakeem, Mr. Oh boy. What is she said? What his name, what we're supposed to call him? Uncle Hakeem, you get mm-hmm. the invite to the cookout. Bring the pig for this advice.
Please.
This is really good.
Yeah. So, yeah, she tells him she just feels everything's moving very fast. So obviously, they're going to get engaged mm-hmm. in like 2 weeks.
A week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, he gets very emotional too. Just, you could tell her dad, as she says, he takes the role of being the protector
mm-hmm.
very seriously.
Yeah.
Like he stood in, you know, he's a girl dad. He has 2 daughters, yes. at least we see,
mm-hmm.
and just wanting them to be respected and valued, and is going to demand that at every nigga they bring home. Like,
yep.
he
yep.
really takes it very seriously. And yeah, I feel for dads too, because ain't nothing worse than being like a girl dad and watching your daughter date a scrub, or watching him, you know, just date a no good nothing.
Yeah.
And you can't do nothing because she's grown.
No,
that's what she chose. Adult.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, Rachel seems like, you know, she has a good head on her shoulders. But
mm-hmm.
the dad was very like, we'll see. Now, Joey's staying with the mom. The mom is hella skeptical. She also don't know what the hell this is. What is this with all these cameras? Who are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, who are this? You? There's 3 other ones? What?
Yeah, what? Like, so she just asks, like, what are your feelings for Rachel? And he mm-hmm. says, I really do like your daughter. I take her very seriously. And the mom is like, I wish her the best. I wish the best for you, but I wish the best for her more.
Mm-hmm.
And these 3 other women though, what is this?
Oh my God.
And same thing. He can't say nothing. He's just yeah. like, I wish I could promise more. We've mm-hmm. gotten to a great spot. I believe in us. I wouldn't be here if I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom, her interview, she was like, he's nice, but the verdict is still out.
Mm-hmm.
She don't know this man.
Yep.
So, she can't say she trusts him. What the hell is this? Now, the mom and Rachel sit together. Mom is super emotional.
Yeah.
And You could tell her parents, like, they went through it. Whoever this ex was.
Yeah. I mean, if they're doing all this for Joey, who has three other girlfriends, what the fuck did they do for the nigga who they thought was going to take Rachel off into the sunset?
Yeah.
Right?
You could tell, like, the breakup rocked everybody. That's the feeling I'm getting, right?
Yeah. Because they seem big, but close-knit. Mm-hmm, and also very traditional. So there's probably physical things that, like, mean things. There's, like, you have to call him Mr. This, and then you can call him Uncle That. Like, there's so many, like, very traditional steps that they take. And so if somebody took all those steps and then disrespected her and broke up with her,
That's true. That's a good point. So, like, Joey doing the monopo, Joey doing all the little things, they're, like, side-eyeing the whole thing. It's like, we've been here before.
Yes.
We had somebody do these things. And it didn't clearly mean shit to him.
And that's probably why she was prepping him so much, because he couldn't do nothing wrong. Like, whoo.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I have so many questions about this ex. You could just, you just feel that the family got broken up with as well. that's what it was giving.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, the little nephew. The little nephew run around. Her sister was like, yeah, he gets along with my nephew.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? He's like 4 and adorable. But
I know.
There was somebody. There's Uncle Somebody running around.
There was
somebody. He doesn't know anymore.
Yeah, I know. Poor little guy. God. So, yeah. Rachel said in her interview, she came here wanting to tell Joey she's falling in love with him. But now her parents are advising her to protect herself. So now she's getting a little confused. Like, is it the right thing to say? Joey and the dad sit down. The dad is looking at him so sideways. Who are you? Joey asks the dad for his blessing to propose.
That's wild. Joseph.
I know. But the way he put it, he's like, this is the only time I would get.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from a phone, he could do it on FaceTime, I guess.
I was going, like, to say, later. I don't know. I would be like, bro, you're the lead of the show. What do you mean you try to tell me this is the only time you have? You can't tell these people behind here that you need to FaceTime me?
I know. I mean, that's basically what the dad said. He said.
She has my number.
You can call me man to man if this, you know, happens. So, yeah, it was like not a no, but it wasn't a yes either.
Yeah.
I thought it was a perfect answer. It really was.
Me too.
It was like, you guys still have a couple weeks to get through. If we get down to that moment, then call me and we'll see. But I'm not going to preemptively give you my blessing today. And that's fair. That's very fair.
Yeah. I think it's so sensible and reasonable and normal. Which we don't see on this show very often. So
not too much.
It seems crazy.
Rachel's sister advised her to say how she feels, go all in. I think that was a pivotal moment, I think, because when she just went from her mom to her dad, both of them were like, lock it up, girl. Like, protection is key in this place. We don't know him. Don't forget, we don't know who this man is. Her sister was like, you don't want to have regrets. Say everything.
Yeah. Yes.
Just throw it all out there. So at the end of the hometowns, Rachel and Joey go outside. They sit, they chat. She's like very emotional. She's been emotional this whole day. And she tells them how her parents are very skeptical, obviously, and advise her to protect her heart. But she decides to go with her sister's advice and says to him, I told you before I'm falling for you, but I want you to know I'm falling in love with you. What's the difference? Did I miss something? I'm falling for you and I'm falling in love with you.
I was gonna
ask
you.
Are they not one and the same?
I didn't know. Put down below if you've pulled this one, because y'all know I pulled the I'm falling in love with you. Y'all know I pulled that in real ass life. So let us know if there is a difference.
Oh,
if she's
God.
Maybe she's nervous. She was so fucking nervous. I mean, she was so nervous. She was sobbing.
She was. Yeah, I know.
So maybe that's it.
Maybe. I don't know. But I was like, is there another step? So the first step is I'm falling for you. Then step two is I'm falling in love with you. I was like, I'm trying to keep track. This is a lot.
Yeah, it's too much.
It was a lot. But yeah, he, you know, Joey loved hearing it. Blah, blah, blah. So we'll see. I don't know. When they left this hometown, I wasn't sure about where Joey was.
Me either.
Right?
Yeah. I am really looking forward to her fantasy suite date.
Same.
And I hope it's you know what I hope it is? What's the one that Blake got with Becca when they went into that spiritual temple? I hope they get.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
That date.
I hope so too.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. The shaman dates, the last spiritual. Yep. They got to stare into each other's eyes, do the tantra shit. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I hope it's these two.
Anywhere you got to take off your shoes to enter the building, I hope that's their date. Because I really need to see a little bit more from him on his
side. Couldn't get a read. Yeah. I really couldn't get a read. So yeah, we'll see. Next, we head to Becker, Minnesota.
I literally forgot about this. I was like, where? Why are we going here? What's in Becker, Minnesota?
You're like, who's this? Oh, that's right, Daisy. So yeah, he meets up with Daisy, obviously. This is the Christmas tree farm. Mm-hmm, they ride around the farm. It was very cute. It was like
very
a typical
cute
farm. Different, yeah. You know, hot cocoa. The kids making cookies.
Do you think this is Christmas or this is just all the church play that they reenacted?
The church play? Wait, what?
Yeah, this felt very church play, this whole thing. The baby with the elf hat, the little, like, I'm selling hot cocoa. It seemed like it was put on locally.
Like the Jesus in the manger, like
fully,
that whole
full local theater at yeah. Becker. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Probably. It was cute though. It was right? A cute little local
so
farm.
Cute. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's even cuter if it wasn't Christmas and they put this all on
and
for
they just
it.
Do this
the vibes
yeah. For the vibes. Probably, yeah. Right? Who knows? But yeah, we have a hometown to prepare for. Let's bring out all the stops. Mm-hmm. Which they did. So yeah, Daisy, a bunch of her friends showed up, so they all got to meet Joey.
This is an advantage.
And yeah, this is nice. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of again, a lot of people.
That's a lot of
I
friends.
I don't need all these people. Love all y'all in my life, but not all y'all gonna be all hometowns with me.
I would.
Okay?
I would have everybody there. You know I would have everybody there. You know I would, girl.
Oh my god.
Anybody wants to be on TV? Come to this hometown.
Jeez.
Anybody. Jill, you in Chicago? Man. Nope. Fly over here. Let's go. Come to New Jersey. Yeah.
So yeah, she tells her friend she's really happy. She goes on this like long monologue about her implant and learning who she is and what she deserves. And
it felt very bachelorette bitty to me.
It's definitely a moment. Mm-hmm. But yeah, her and Joey sit and chat. He's hoping that when she talks with her family, it'll help her get clearer on where she's at, because her whole thing is like she doesn't know how she feels, because she kind of needs her family to like tell her or like encourage her
again. Here we are with this, like, how good is this, like, my family protects me and my emotions, like, how you got to be ready to go out into the world at some point, you know what I mean? You got to be ready to trust yourself, be an adult at some point. Yeah. And I really don't enjoy seeing that point on television with other people's emotions involved.
I'm
not loving it.
No. Particularly other women who are, like, saying and doing all the things.
Okay. Kelsey's ready to marry this man and have a second line at City Park.
Exactly. Yeah. Rachel got him greeting mama and grandma and everybody in the traditional Filipino way, like, doing the things. Mm-hmm. And Daisy's like, I don't know. I just have to see.
I said to
like, what?
Ask my dad.
Right.
And my mom.
Grandpa
what Ted and Bonnie and my friend Jessica. Girl, please.
Like, do you not know how you feel? Why do we need all these people? It's a little annoying. She is, confused and going into hometown. She's like, I just gotta help. My family needs to help me figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
So they head to her family. We meet her mom, dad, grandparents, siblings. They so recap her experience. A lot of people. Another hometown with so many people.
Yeah.
They recap their experience. She shared with him, or shared the moment with them. She shared her implant with him. This was a really cute moment with the little brother. So her little brother's in college and she's like, how's it going? And she got like emotional just hearing her brother's voice. She's like, it sounds like his voice. Because with the implant, just it takes a while for different sounds to come through. Or so my only memory or my only knowledge of cochlear implants is the movie Sound of Metal. Riz Ahmed, he plays a heavy metal drummer who starts to lose his hearing.
Well, like that's inevitable.
That's inevitable. Just like being around these loud ass fucking noises. But it's a really beautiful movie. It's like kind of sad too. Just like watching this guy lose his hearing and he gets the implant. And when they turn on the implant, the sounds are like going berserk. Like everything is, it takes a while for it to like settle, I guess. So, and he, actually, I don't want to go away the movie, but.
No, that reminds me, though. Some of our friends' parents are getting older, and some of them have some hearing aid stuff. And it takes them a couple of weeks to figure that out, too.
Takes a minute. So yeah, anyways, that was a really sweet moment with Daisy.
Yeah, like, it was.
Hearing
it
was. Her brother's voice, and she's like, it sounds like his voice. Like, yeah. That was really nice. Now, Joey and the mom sit. Joey tells the mom that Daisy hasn't said how she's felt. And he's just going off of hope at this point.
Yeah. Do you know? Because she won't tell me.
Won't tell me shit. So Daisy and the mom sit. And the mom is actually very shocked that she's not being vulnerable. She's like, I see that there's this vibe between you guys. I see that you care for each other. Like, what's going on, Daisy? Why aren't you saying how you feel? And she says she just, like, doesn't know what to do. And she's just shocked that she herself feels this way towards somebody, I guess. So she's obviously scared. But my thing is, though, like, why I feel, because I see your face too, my annoyance, though, because I obviously understand she's terrified.
Definitely.
This is a terrifying thing to fucking sign up for, people. God damn it. This is terrifying. But there is a part of, this is kind of the process, and part of it is at some point kind of just like hopping off the ledge, like just diving in. Because that's what you got to do. And the reason I'm like annoyed is because we know how the show ends. It's supposed to end in a marriage or an engagement or whatever. It's very high stakes. You know that before you sign up. How do we get to this point? How do we claim to be grown and ready to be somebody's wife? And you are this unsure of your emotions and you need this much like poking and prodding and come on, Daisy, you can do it by your parents. Like, it's weird to me.
So much so that they are surprised that you need the poking or the prodding.
Because they're looking at her like, bitch, you signed up
you
for
apply.
This.
You applied.
Don't you know how this is supposed to go?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think, I don't want to question this girl's motives, but she's got quite a few businesses that she's running. And I think that her plan A was to sell these absolutely beautiful message children's books that she's selling and this nonprofit and perhaps even the Becker Family Christmas Tree Farm. And perhaps even being the Bachelorette.
For sure. Yeah.
Because she knows how well she fits in the role of being the Bachelorette. But she's a little different because she got a cochlear implant. I don't know if she's unaware of all of that, and this makes me think that she's definitely not. It makes me think like she went on this show to be on TV and she knows she's gonna last forever because she's the prototype.
I don't think she's that naive.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. So, but yeah, that's where my, like, both of us are kind of like,
yeah, we're like, faces. Okay.
Which I've always, I will always say, it is dumb to go on this show without an ulterior motive.
Exactly.
You better be coming to sell something or fucking getting donations for your nonprofit, whatever.
Yes.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah. And her book seems like a great book to sell. So I'm not mad about it either. I'm not angry about this business at all. Yeah.
Yeah. But still, I'm just annoyed seeing her. Nonetheless, with all those ulterior motives, she has real feelings for Joey. And she's sitting here with her parents being like, I don't know. I don't know. And her mom is like,
and I can't believe
it. Know? Yeah, and I can't believe it. It's like, do you know where you are? Like,
yeah,
that's weird. Anyways, she sits with her dad. Same thing.
Love the
and
dad's
he tells
advice.
Her too. Yeah, if you really want it to work, you have to get past this. If you're falling in love with him, it's a no-brainer, Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Say what you feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is the show you signed up for. So, anyways,
and he says, it's not like you're going deaf again. Which was my favorite thing.
Oh, wow.
I love that he said that because she's building it up to be this thing of like, my parents protected me because they've seen me go through so much. Mm. And they're like, you have been through so much. It's not like you get Lyme disease again, girl. It's not like you're going deaf in the other ear. Just say you love them. Who cares? Mm-hmm. You're strong enough to do this. Yeah. Watching this moment live, I was like, that's what I've been saying too, Brandon.
Right. Oh, God. Well, this is, I guess, what Daisy needed.
Because sure was.
She sat with Joey afterwards and said, I've been falling in love with you. Joey says, I feel the same way.
I know.
Which, is that also, the most we've gotten? That's a big...
That's definitely... well, the say it again from Kelsey, that was...
The say it again was... That was... Yo, the TikToks and the memes... Of everybody clutching their pearls and like, oh shit! Like,
I'm still trying to figure out how to incorporate that in my everyday romantic life. I was like, that whoa! Something.
That did, I was fanning myself like, whoo!
So that was a lot to me personally.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Ooh. So that was a little moment for him. But yeah, for Daisy, he's saying a lot too.
Yeah, this is actually meaningful for real about his feelings. Yes.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, another hometown down.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but not least, we head to Niagara Falls, New York, for Miss Maria.
Yep.
So Joey says, I'm excited, but I'm nervous. As soon as we take one step forward, we take two steps back.
Like, this girl's a piece of work, basically.
This girl's a piece of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Maria shows up sporting her signature long sleeve black crop top. This is a signature piece now.
We she see has her wear so
a variation of
many
this.
Of these. Is this so her many. Line that she's going to come out with?
Maybe. Yeah. We've seen the mock. We've seen the full turtleneck. We've seen the V-neck. We've seen the U-cut. Like,
yeah, hello, backless.
The backless. Seen,
the
always
matching
a
skirt.
Black long. Yes. The matching skirt. It's always a black long sleeve crop top.
Oh, boy. Love it. Love a uniform. Love it, Maria.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. So they go on the Niagara Falls cruise and... She's just fun. She brings some shots of maple whiskey.
Yeah.
Like, she just knows how to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And just like lighten the mood. Like, look, this is ridiculous. We're on a Niagara Falls cruise. There's
alone.
A film crew with us. Yeah, what the fuck is happening? Let's take some shots. Jesus. So Joey says, you know, they always have fun, whatever, but is the spark enough to take on the issues that they've been having?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can we bypass that for all
Because she's low key triggering him all the time.
All with this,
I don't know if I'm gonna leave. I don't know. This is very triggering to Joey.
Yeah, it's not fair to him.
Yeah,
like so they go, they sit, they chat, and he flat out says to her, he's like, "Look, last week was a shock.
Mm-hmm.
I just like never knew it would get to that point that you were gonna potentially leave. Like, what the fuck?" And she just says, "I regret it. You know, I was trying to take the easy way out. I won't ever do it again." And like tries to reassure him. He admits in this interview he's not feeling all the way confident. Like that whole thing last week planted a for real seed.
Mm-hmm.
For the rose, so they're trying to push past it, but it's like
it's an issue.
This is crazy.
He's not going to forget that.
This would have worked like clockwork on Clayton.
Oh my God.
This would have been so easy. This would have worked on Peter. This would have worked on a lot of other bachelors, but this one, he don't like this. He don't like this game plan. He too wants to be chosen.
Yeah, yeah, he does. So Joey asks her, when is the last time you've brought someone home? Maria replies, I've never brought anyone home.
This is when I knew she was going home.
Because this was a lie.
Because this was a lie. This is when I it's his face. I was like, oh, she's going home. She's going home because he can't. She lied. And he's like, you were going to go home and you lied until I just caught you just now. You could have said that last week.
I know. I thought it was weird, though, that they didn't call it out. Like, they didn't show Joey say, but you told me last week that you had brought somebody home. Or even in his interview, his confessional being like, I'm confused because last week she told me she, like, they never acknowledged this lie that you and I and probably other people viewing recognized that she had lied about this. She said last week she had brought someone home. Why did they do that? What is that?
I think, did she say last week I have brought someone home? Or
she said I haven't brought someone home in a long time.
Yeah, see, that's just
insinuating she's brought somebody home.
Insinuating she brought somebody home, which is probably, you know, she's thinking, you know, the guy in kindergarten. Yes, like no,
high
maybe.
High school prom date? Is that what she's
high school prom date. Yep.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was.
So it wasn't like a lie. It wasn't like, you lied. Like, you know. Mm-hmm. But she lied.
But she lied. But she did. She lied. Oh, God. Now, Joey, in his interview, his confessional, he said, how has she gone this long in life and not opened up to someone before?
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought that was a bit unfair and
a little judgy.
Just because she hasn't brought someone home doesn't mean she hasn't opened up to someone before. Look at her dad. That's not a dad that you want to bring somebody home,
right?
Every week, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And have you seen men, Joey? Weren't you on a season full of these people?
Right.
Men are crazy.
Bringing home everybody. Yeah. So that was a little judgy. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Let's not say she hasn't opened up before. Anyways, they head to her family's house. Big group of Italians sitting around the table, stuffed peppers. Mm-hmm. Dad is like such a character, straight out of Goodfellas.
The
like,
dad's shirt is as low as mine.
Yeah.
Right now.
Exactly.
First 8 buttons unbuttoned and like a chain.
Mm-hmm. Yep, gold chain, little cross on me. So Maria sits with her sister and, you know, she says she can feel herself falling for him. She definitely gets emotional when she thinks about the other women.
Mm-hmm. But her first sister, one was, he's so hot.
He's so
hot. Did you notice that?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, she didn't say this.
Yikes.
I know. I mean, he is.
I know. Yeah.
He's calling it out.
Yeah.
The sister says she's scared that Maria's not giving her full self. Like, he's not seeing the full you because she's so caught up in her anxiety about the other women. Now, meanwhile, Joey and the dad are sitting and the dad brings up, you know, the accident that she was in when she was a baby.
Yeah.
The worst day of his life. You know, Maria's his angel. I know there's 3 other girls. Are you telling them you're also falling in love? If you're saying it to them, it doesn't mean anything. Like, just going
in my head, though, I was like, she also has a sister. Do you tell this to the sister?
Sisters,
is she's the angel and the princess.
I know.
Or is this just Maria?
Is she the baby? If she's the baby, I could see him saying some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Or maybe he says this for all of them. Or maybe he's just has a special bond with Maria.
Maybe I could see him saying for all of them though. He's dramatic.
Yeah. Dramatic, like the dad with multiple daughters, like trying to play that role, you know. Joey tells him she's expressed she's falling. I haven't said it back because same thing. I want my words to be intentional.
Mm-hmm.
But I do respect the idea of marriage and asks again for the dad's blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that, you know, if I know she chose you, then you have my blessing.
Yeah.
Like same thing. I trust Maria. So
yeah. Yeah.
If she tells me that you're the person, then yes, you have my blessing. And says, this is where he says, we'll have one big fat Greek Italian wedding.
Yeah.
My son. Mm-hmm. So nice. I mean,
very nice.
There's another dad that they kind of like tee up to be this big scary dad, and he's like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now Maria's with her dad, and he's like, "You're glowing. He's a really good guy. He seems very down to earth."
Yep. Burst into tears immediately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He shares with her that Joey asked for his blessing.
And she was like super shocked and like got emotional. She didn't see that coming.
Yeah, yeah. She has low expectations for Joey.
You think? Her vibe, her energy, which is probably, of course, dictated by her past and the last guy that she talked about where she was waiting.
That's right. Yes.
She gives me the vibe of she's just like waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yes.
Like she's just, she just knows it's not going to work in her favor. Mm-hmm. So it's either she's going to try to sabotage or do something, or she's just going to live on the edge like that. That it's not, you know, to have low expectations.
Yeah.
To protect herself.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she was super shocked to hear that Joey asked for the blessing. And yeah, the dad said he can tell that she's in love. She looks happier than ever. They seem to have something real and meaningful, and yeah, he seems to be Team Joey and hoping this works for her.
Yeah, yeah, and this is her compass, her dad, because they are just alike. The same kind of dramatic, the two of them.
Yes, the dramatics.
So yeah, they watched some little home videos of Maria when she was a kid, which is cute.
Very cute.
And then, yeah, they head out to chat, and she says to Joey, "I feel very strong about you, and I appreciate you being here.
And we'll call you in 3 business days to see if you got the job." That's what it felt. That's what it was giving. It was giving LinkedIn. Okay?
HR. Yeah.
HR. I cannot believe that's what she came up with.
I feel like Maria purposely gave herself the ill setup.
Oh.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
This felt very intentional. This is a move.
Yeah.
She knows what she's supposed to be saying by this time.
Right.
What is this? I feel strong for you and I appreciate your time. Like, what?
I appreciate your time.
And we will call you in 3 business days. Like, oh, it felt very intentional. And again, love Maria. I said it already. You got to come on this show with other plans because the chances of winning are very slim.
Oh my God. This one I kind of sniffed out. Have you seen her in ads? I've seen her in ads for the stuff she's worn in like 2021. I've seen the company sell her picture as the ad.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. So she's already making that money off of her likeness. Go ahead, Maria.
She just hit 400K on Instagram.
She just did. Yep.
Like right after Daisy was the first, and then now she. So, but yeah, that whole, I was like, Maria. Can we make this a little more genuine? I see what you're doing. Shit.
Yeah.
And she claims in her interview she just froze. She regrets, you know, him leaving and not being truthful. And, you know, the storyline, the storyboard continues.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it backfired. He got in the car. He was like, well, see ya.
Yeah. Which we know. You know what you're supposed to say at this point in time.
I know, but this would have worked. On these other doofus bachelors, Ari would have ate this up. He literally chose a girl who didn't speak the whole season.
I know.
I think it would have worked. And even the pull you aside at the end, I think that would have worked. But not
she
with.
She already pulled too much bullshit.
She already did it too many times.
So this wasn't
going to
work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was like a purposeful self-sabotage. That's how I read it.
Like she wanted to get out? She wanted to get out now?
I think so. Yeah.
She didn't want to have sex with him? She didn't see the TikTok?
I don't know if she even wants to be here, girl. I don't know. I don't know what this girl's motives are. I think she wants to be the bachelorette or something else. But
I know, but
I don't know if she was trying to make it to the end with Joey. After trying to leave last week.
Pulling
the shenanigans from last week.
Okay.
So now this, where you know you're on pins and needles, girl. Like you in timeout. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Because of the
shit
you pulled.
Yeah.
You know what you have to say to make it through the next, you know, round.
Mm-hmm.
She purposely didn't say it because I think she was trying to leave.
What?
That's how I read it. I don't know why else she would do this.
Yeah, I don't know why either, but why not just leave before he meets your whole ass family? I guess to get a hometown so you can be bachelorette so they see your family, you can get a good edit!
Girl. Fuck!
Boom.
Oh, damn. Okay.
The storyboard, you see?
Yeah,
I do
see
it.
Yeah, I am seeing
it. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And still, I'm sitting here like Team Maria.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's working. Yes. The whole thing is working.
Yes. It is. The
whole thing is working.
Wow. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, because she would have, I don't know. Oh, I guess pussy whipped him. I was like, what's the female equivalent to dickmatized? She would have. I mean,
yeah. Oh, man. Exactly. If she got the rope, well, we'll continue. Rose garden.
Yeah. We'll continue. Yeah.
So, down for the rose ceremony. All the ladies look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take notes on their dresses. But,
I didn't live for Rachel's look. I didn't. She had in that braid. I was like, Rachel, please, can we get some moves? Can we get this hair out? Can we get this hair out and moving? Because I feel like it's at the same level of Kelsey. Chelsea. Mm. I feel like it's at the same like level of volume. Mm-hmm. We can get it there. We flip her upside down, get a diffuser going. We can get her with a little wavy hair. But she just had this little braid in. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
That was sad.
Kelsey A, I thought, looked incredible.
Yeah, she did look great. Yeah.
Like House of CB ass.
That's what it was. Dress. Yes. I was like, have I seen that on Nordstrom?
Yes.
I think I have. Yeah.
You have.
Yeah. But the shoe, though. She had on that goddamn a different white wraparound shoe that they made her change out of because she walked down the hallway in one shoe and she got out of that limo with a whole other shoe. I said, I know that's right.
Really?
Her producer's looking out for her.
Somebody, please.
My God. Oh, God. Yeah.
So she looked good, minus the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Daisy looked cute, I thought.
Just this is another House of CB number.
Yeah.
Giving Mrs. Claus. I liked it.
Red.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice. Mm-hmm. I like a bright red on a blonde, too. I thought it was nice.
Rachel, so you mentioned her hair already. Rachel wears a version of this exact dress every week. A spaghetti strap, silky midi dress.
Yep.
Simple, classic, beautiful. But we've seen this dress in like 4 other color variations on Rachel already.
And as someone who is not a clothing, like for myself, I stick to a formula. I feel you, Rachel. I do. Howsomever, if there's any time to shell out a couple $100 and hire somebody to get you together, it's before you go on this show. Because you need to show the versatility of the things you can wear, not only for, you know, yourself and your confidence, whatever the fuck, for these brands. I need her on the Revolve trip. Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
that is true. Show the versatility of your fashion and your style for them potential IG sponsorships.
Yep.
Gotta think business minded, girls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then Maria. Speak about knowing her brand.
Jesus Christ. she was really like giving it to me, Valentina from Drag Race.
Oh my God. Yes. Right? Yes.
Did she look like Valentina?
Yes. I loved it. I loved this dress.
Yeah, I loved it too.
It was purple. It was sparkly. Had a high slit. Mm-hmm. It was a Maria dress, like a
crisscross back. It was like
all
the way down,
a low back
crack
with a crisscross. Yup, exactly. Loved it.
Mm-hmm. I think she's the shortest one, so she can wear the highest heel.
She's small. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Joey comes in looking like a snack as always.
So good. Just, I know Carrie is having a time with him.
Could wear anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he, right as he picks up the first rose, Maria asks him to go talk.
And he's like, oh my God. He has secondhand embarrassment, I think, now.
Oh, God. Yeah. Because she's like creating these moments. He's like, I don't want anything to do with this moment. And it feels almost like he's now protecting the other girls who are still there.
Yes.
Who, last rose ceremony, they canceled the cocktail party. She got a second moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now here we go again. She gets a second moment. Like, he probably feels really bad for the other ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So Maria pulls him aside and she's like, I just don't want to have any regrets. I am falling in love with you. I wanted to tell you this. before, you know, regardless of how tonight goes.
Mm-hmm.
So she heads back and Rachel is like, what was that about?
Yeah.
What's going on? And Maria's like, oh, I'll tell you later.
I'll tell you someday. Yeah. Rachel was like, oh, you don't know, but you pulled him over. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Rachel probably feels, though, that it's between her and Maria.
Uh-huh. She knows.
Kelsey A, we know. Yeah. Daisy, we also kind of know. So yeah, it's between her
oddly,
and Maria.
We know. Yeah.
I know. So I was like, ooh, she big mad. And I get it.
Yep.
I get it. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So anyways, Joey comes back, gives the first rose to Daisy.
Why? You know what? Good. Marry her.
He
I'm tired
has to,
of this.
He... He can't keep giving Kelsey A the first rose.
I know. I know.
He's gotta hide her in the pack a little bit. Like,
that's true.
That would be crazy. So Daisy gets the first rose, then Kelsey, and then the last rose went to Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
So Maria's heading home. Obviously.
She was gooped and gagged, seemingly.
Mm-hmm. Seemingly. So he walks her out and he just says, you know, we've had a bumpy road. I've really fought for us. I went into hometowns very open. You said everything I needed to hear, but I was trying my best to get there. And it would be dishonest to move forward with the doubts I have. That was a very honest goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. I appreciated
doubts.
That. Yeah, exactly. Like,
I did too.
There's nothing I can say that can make this better. So let me just get this off my chest real quick. Let me just tell you like what's yeah. good right now.
What's good, Chief? Yeah. Yeah. I have doubts, and I couldn't get over them, so mm-hmm. you gotta go. So yeah, Maria, you know, he packs her up, and in her interviews, like, I'm just so confused.
Mm-hmm.
I told him I'm falling in love with him. If that's not enough, I don't know what else I can do. You know, maybe I should have told him sooner. That's my biggest regret.
Mm-hmm.
So that might have been... They're keeping it open for Bachelorette.
Yeah, they are.
That... Right?
Yes.
Ending with her saying, that was my biggest regret.
Uh-huh.
I didn't tell him sooner.
Yeah.
I could see a
yeah.
whole promo
yep.
spun around that.
Yep.
Speak mm-hmm. in your mind. Be opinionated like Maria. Saying what you need to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yes. Have no regrets. Zero regrets.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like,
yeah.
Okay. So she's still in the running, potentially, mm-hmm. between her and Daisy, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. Now, we got a little preview for what is to come.
Ooh.
We are going to Tulum. We see that.
Love it. So pedestrian. Everybody's in Tulum.
Everybody's at Tulum.
And The Bachelor. And I love Tulum. I hate that it's been run through, run down this way.
Yeah.
I love it there. Fuck.
Yeah.
And they built that airport. I don't know if it's open yet. I don't know.
Holy. Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they head off to Tulum. He says he's falling in love with every woman here. And Joey, we see him saying to somebody, I'm falling in love with you fully.
Mm.
I felt it for a while.
Ooh.
Who is that?
It better be Kelsey. I'm gonna be raging.
To be
if it's not Kelsey.
Yeah. It must be.
Yeah.
We see the golden ladies are going to be there. Susan, mm-hmm. Sandra, and Leslie.
I love that they're all getting these trips to all these places.
I know. I love it. We see Leslie talking to somebody, I don't remember who, saying, make sure you always have something in the back of your head reminding mm-hmm. you that it may not be you.
Work out.
Because
she's one of our
the
more...
Grim Reaper. Oh, yeah. God, suck all the hope out, Leslie.
She's one of our more iconic seconds, though,
yeah,
Leslie.
Yeah.
She had mm-hmm. a really good... Her and Michelle... We're two very good. I'm in second places.
Mm-hmm. And both got broken up with
before
the final moment.
Mm-hmm.
Both got their guy saying to them big things.
Yes!
Too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Michelle was gooped and gagged because
yes.
she just knew that Matt was in love with her and that, you know, this is what it's going to be. And with Leslie, we literally saw Gary tell her he loved her. So
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then yeah, Fantasy Suites is gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely gonna get hard. See a lot of tears, a lot of
yeah,
a lot of, you know, stuff coming. Rachel crying. She's saying she's thinking she's opening up too late.
Mm-hmm.
So her feeling like she can feel the love between him and Kelsey.
I know. Oh God.
You can just feel that you're behind.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's nothing you can do. Mm-hmm. It's not even like you're behind. It's that their connection just outweighs.
It's just stronger. Yeah.
It's just stronger than you can do. And then we see someone writing a letter, putting it on Joey's door. The letter says, "We need to talk." And we hear Joey say, "This will derail everything."
Not the traitors.
Is that... drama. Jesus.
Boy.
So, yeah, we have a very dramatic ending coming. Ready for fantasy suites. Mm-hmm. So curious.
Mm-hmm.
My friend, what did we learn this episode?
Yeah, the where your hometown is absolutely does help you get to that next rose. For sure. So if you can stage your hometown in a romantic city, do it.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. What about you, friend? What did we learn?
My question was, does the timing of the I'm falling in love with you really matter? Mm-hmm. Does the person saying it matter more? I think it's a little bit of both. I think the person does matter. Like, Daisy made it to hometown.
Yes.
Jen and Kelsey T went home last week, and they both said a lot more than Daisy did. So I think that definitely has something to do with it. Like, it wasn't for him. He just has a stronger connection with Daisy, so she can get away with murder. She can get away with more. And we kind of see that every season, I feel like, where it's like, it's the person that matters more than the words. But when it comes to the words, I think the timing of I fall in love with you does matter because it's a miracle to make it to hometowns without saying it. Daisy, this is a miracle. Like, this is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've definitely seen it before, but it's usually like a very special connection that they allow someone to slip through without saying all the things. But to make it to fantasy suites without saying it is an even bigger miracle, you know? And so with Maria ending her hometown the way she did without saying, I love you, it's almost like we were hoping Maria would pull off a miracle and make it to fantasy suites without saying anything. And that I don't think we've ever seen. Like that, if she didn't come and say to him, I love you, like either way she was going home, but that would have been like a real big crazy thing. As you said, she would have been really pussy whipping this nigga if he brought her to fantasy suites and she hasn't said jack shit, you know what I mean?
And also, that's a bad look for Rachel to eliminate Rachel, who like exposed her whole family and said I love you and everything. Come on. And you're complaining about not being sure, getting down on one knee who someone's not sure, and then pick this crazy flighty ass lady.
It would be a very bad look for Joey. If he did that, his words would mean very little. By that point. And then we already talked about earlier in the season, Babysitter's Club. She proved that you could say it too early and that working against you.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Her and Jean-Paul Gaultier. What is his name?
Oh,
the perfumer.
God, Jean-Paul. I forget. Jean-Paul. Jean-Paul.
Whoever
I think it was
it is.
Jean-Paul, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So long story short, you need to study this show before you get on.
All right.
If you're going to enter this process, this experiment, you've got to know the things. Babysitter's Club, to me, was someone who studied the show, but clearly didn't, because that was crazy.
Like,
there is something to watching past people drop the I love you too early, and you see they go home.
Yeah.
So she didn't see that. And Maria, if Maria isn't orchestrating other things like I think she is, I feel like she also, I would say, isn't watching the show and wouldn't. That would be kind of crazy to not say I love you after a hometown, or falling after a hometown. But yeah, what do you think? Anything else?
No, I mean, I think it's just, it's an interesting phenomenon that we watch, especially with The Bachelor. I have a lot of hope in this Bachelor that he's going to like stick with whoever he chose.
A
lot more than I ever have. And so for me to believe that, but to also know, because of how much we've covered the show, but also because of just the nature of the show, this game has rules. And one of those rules is that you have to expose your feelings at a certain time is also, it's interesting how they've engineered that, The Bachelor producers. We all know what's happening.
Still
not really. We still have like hope in this love.
God. Anyways, that's it, guys. That's mm-hmm. the episode. Mm-hmm. Rate, review, subscribe. Join all us on Patreon for more. Find us on Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. And we'll be back next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.